Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast, and I am Deshaun. You like that one, right?
That was... With the raspy voice. Mm-hmm. With the raspy voice. With the so raspy. Funny. Let me see if I can capture it. And I'm Asania. Taylor.
You know what? You should say Taylor. Say, like, emphasize
say what?
Tay.
Tay.
Taylor.
Taylor.
Yes, Taylor. Well, that'll make you country. Taylor. Taylor.
How would that make me country?
Because say Taylor.
Taylor.
See, when you say Taylor.
Now you're going to give me a complex by saying my last damn name.
When I say, instead of saying Taylor, say Taylor, it'll give an extra.
What the fuck?
Taylor.
So instead of, so you just saying I just don't put enough emphasis on your Tay?
Nah, you do what you should do. You do. And you do it right. Okay. Never.
I officially have a complex mind the way I say, because I just changed the way I say my first name. So now I got to change.
I realized that.
Yeah.
Because he was around some Spanish women.
Yeah, somebody got on me at work the other day and it was like, how you say your name?
Asania.
And I was like, Asania. And it was like, no, you didn't. It's Asania. And I was like, well, that's what my mama said.
How you just change your pronunciation of your name?
How many people change the pronunciation and change
their
name?
Change their whole name.
Exactly, my nigga. So I can see. If I like the way Hispanic and my Xbox said it, because she's a woman, too.
Aye, man. Your Xbox a woman?
Yeah, she had a female voice. She's gone, though. She left me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, y'all know I'm a little horse today, so I got my deeper horse. So I got my deeper sexy voice.
Ooh, it's deep, too.
Right, it is deep. I was singing Brandy on one of my earlier podcasts. I sounded really good, too.
And he was in there hitting us with the...
Yeah.
With the bass and shit.
A little bit of Barry. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of Barry, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of Lou, some Lou Rawls.
Oh, shit. I'm glad you're in a good mood, man.
I'm always in a good mood.
I'm glad you're in a good mood.
But we're here to talk about the 12 universal laws. I know someone's listening to this podcast right now, like, when are you going to talk about the 12 universal laws?
We're wrapping it up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to go through all the laws, but we did all of them. And today we doing law rhythm and law agenda.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't
breathe. Did we not do all of them? Was that not
yeah,
true?
Yeah, we did. Y'all want to go through them all? Do you remember each one of them?
No.
No.
We did a good job.
I've been practicing.
Yo, let me tell y'all something real quick. Y'all know I be listening to all these gurus, and I feel like, you know, when you listen to a lot of them, you just be hearing so much information that you don't know where to start, but I feel like you don't have to listen to that much, because as soon as something, like, touches you, just go off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So just take whatever you feel from that one spot?
Yeah, because when you start listening too much, you get confused. And you start trying to take everyone's point of view, and it's really about your point of view.
Yeah, because most of the self-development stuff is more about you really looking and internalizing and dealing with your own shit at the end of the day.
Most definitely.
Like, they keep getting, that's the root of it. Mm-hmm. And then after that, start cleaning up your shit.
Yeah.
You know, my little.
And the work.
Yeah, and all the music here and all the different songs and stuff. 12 universal laws are applied to everyday function. The thing is, we just don't pay attention to them.
Most definitely.
Which is really just. We'll talk about it then.
Right. So we're talking about law of rhythm. Law of rhythm. So go with the flow. That's what I was saying.
That's what you got?
Pretty much. Go with the flow. You know, every action has a reaction. Stay with the rhythm, or recognize the rhythm and become aware of the rhythm and move away from the rhythm. You know?
Hold on, wait. How many times was that? Was that 5 or 6 times that he said it? Right?
Maybe 6.
It was 6 times?
Maybe 6.
It was about 6.
You know, stay conscious of your environment.
Oh, I was hoping you said rhythm again. That was calm. Come on.
Can I not say rhythm no more?
No, you good. No, okay. It's 7.
The rhythm that you feel in a place, you know what I'm saying? I like the law of rhythm. I feel like it's all about vibes.
How would you apply
it? It's similar to vibration to me.
That's what I was waiting for you to get there. I won't go, because you was freestyling, so I won't go let you stop. I'm going to cut your bars off.
Right.
But no, it is. I feel like it's about, because even on the way here, she was playing some, my fucking name. Up, say it for me, please.
Janae Aiko. Mm-hmm. Her
meditation.
Triggered she has a triggered mantra, the meditation, and I was playing it for him.
And the rhythm and the change of the frequencies and the vibrations from the mantra were very distinct in the song. But like, now that I really know who she is, because I'm an old head at this point, I realize I don't pay attention to all the new.
You don't know Janae? I know
the name. I know the.
You know of her.
I know of her, but I don't know her music. Like, I couldn't give you the name of a title. Sativa is the only thing I know right now.
Oh, I like Sativa.
Sativa is dope as fuck. But, for the most part, like, I don't know, I've heard her music somewhere or with something. So, but the rhythm and the frequency of it, like, that's what I think about with the vibration. And then even like the rhythm in your environment. Think about like traffic. Traffic has a certain flow, a certain rhythm to it at certain points. If you get caught outside of it, that's the nigga that get pulled over by the police speeding or some shit. Okay. Or
everybody's speeding.
Or the nigga that causes the accident because he's going too slow, but everybody is hitting it.
Right. Traffic does have a rhythm.
Yeah, everything does. Think when you walk into your work environment, you have to slide into the rhythm of your work environment.
How do you find out that someone's alive?
You check their pulse, their rhythm. If they ain't moving no more, they dead.
I'm so fucking.
That soul left that body.
Oh, that went straight.
Pulse has its own rhythm.
But that's kind of what I got from the whole law of rhythm.
Yeah.
But I pay attention to that. Like, even sometimes before I go to work, if it's, I gotta go sit down, meditate, or walk in and let me get snap into it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we pay attention to it.
Right. I definitely at least try to pay attention to it. I can't say I'm always aware of it. But,
you probably have. You just didn't know. Okay, perfect example. Have you ever, like, ran in a crowd or been standing still while people are running around you? You can feel that under your feet.
Yeah,
most definitely.
If your neighbor closes the door too hard in an apartment, you can feel that in your whole house.
It's not even too hard.
It'll fuck with
the frequency of your whole space, like...
Yo, in these thin-ass apartments, I hear all eight units all the time.
The way people talk, you know, you ever, like you said, he was, you know, freestyle is poetry, but that's, we know that that's also the way he talks. Everybody talks in a certain rhythm when you're trying to emphasize, you change your deflection, like, everything is rhythm, and you probably didn't realize.
Even to take it a step further, like, far as dialect, like, southern people,
like black Taylor people. Versus Taylor?
Yeah, like Taylor. Versus Taylor.
Taylor. Fuck you,
man. You ever hear somebody on the phone, you be like,
fuck you.
You be like, I know you black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a rhythm.
Yeah, certain tones, certain inflections. We was actually talking about inflections also. When people do certain rap or they do certain songs and shit, they don't know when they hit certain inflections at certain points of the song to kind of catch a certain tone or make a certain point. Like, I think I was like watching Rhythm and Flow, man. Some of the younger cats, that was some of their issues with their whole...
Yeah, like they would have the bars and not be able to like
Caleb Colossus.
Deliver it properly.
His cadence and what he inflected in certain points, or like he would just carry a certain tone the whole time. Like
his lyrics were dope. It wasn't the delivery.
Yeah.
Because Miguel was the prime example. Miguel came in real soft and real smooth. You'll understand what I'm telling you when you go back to see it, but he came in real chill. And then the build-up. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the song, you was like, he passed the baton on the...
That's artistry.
One of the other dudes. Yeah, and it was...
I love how rap has... Sidebar.
But that also takes experience.
I love... Sorry, I'm a little sick. But I love how rap has matured so much, because at one point, people was like, oh, niggas not rapping no more, blah, 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 you know, blah, blah. But it's like, they have gone and made other examples of where to be genius at in rap. Mm. And I like that.
I agree.
Yeah, it's
a lot,
like...
It takes a lot more. The bars that set so high in the rap game. Mm-hmm. I do agree. You could do so much, but now it's fucking pop rules the world.
Great. Hip-hop
for like, real.
Yeah.
But it does take experience. It does take grind and shit. It takes everything as well.
Right. I think it takes people just knowing their shit and spending that time to perfect whatever they're trying to do. You know, some people might not be the best lyricists, but they're the best at cadence. You know, or they may not be the best at cadence, but they do really good at whatever else is involved in rap besides lyrics and cadence.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot.
But
it's a lot.
I love that. I think that's amazing.
But you gotta find your rhythm.
Most definitely. In whatever you do.
Yeah.
Even if you take it out of music, if you were to just work at, you know, the doctor's office, you gotta find where you fit into
that. The nigga flipping
that.
Burgers on the skillet. The nigga at Waffle House.
Right, exactly.
He got a rhythm. He got a flow. If they come in and fuck up his flow and his rhythm, but what he got going on, that's when somebody's food is getting fucked up.
And you have to be aware of the fuck up of rhythm. Because, you know, when you're working in a restaurant, it might get busy out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to switch
check
rhythms.
Your pace.
Exactly.
Check
like,
your
oh,
pace.
Shit. Like, things are changing.
We sitting around bullshitting, and the next thing you know, it's like, skadoosh.
I'm busy. Like,
even the crash.
Mm-hmm.
Even
check
the crash.
The rhythm of the kitchen. They're a lot slower than we are.
Think about, like, we get hit real hard, then it stops.
Right.
And then people still have that adrenaline, that energy. They still going off that after we were really busy, and they're like, okay, what just happened?
And with serving, you need to check the rhythm of the place you work, because it may not be busy all the time. So the rhythm may be up for a little bit, because, you know, you're in busy season. Or not just serving, but any business that has off seasons and peak seasons. And
Yeah.
Like, you need to be able to figure out, oh, shit, we ain't busy right now.
Yeah, just pay attention to how the space to
be aware.
Yeah, the shit is moving around you. That's kind of how I see it.
Oh, so rhythm is all about awareness.
It's all about awareness.
Yeah.
Would you look at that?
I love that.
Slap you in them dimples. Slap you in them dimples and little craters in your face.
Not craters. That makes it sound like I got pimples. That's what I think of when I think of craters. You think of Mars. I think of Mars.
I don't even know. I'm not. Because
when you think of Mars, you think of craters.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Shout out to ESP. Check out his song. Life on Mars.
ESP, Life on Mars. Shout out to you, brother.
So that's the 11th law.
The 12th is law of gender.
It's about balance.
Balance, that yin and the yang.
That's, yo.
Everything has a masculine and a feminine, which is so deep to me. It's like, we all possess that masculine and feminine. I never
can.
That word. I can't.
Say it again.
This is like the third episode that he's
of that word, right? Oh my, I hate that word. Feminine. Everyone has a masculine and a female energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Energy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna leave it at that. I ain't going nowhere.
No, please expound.
Yeah, because
I'm kind of out there right now. So I gotta put the thought together before you.
We know you out there.
Thank you.
The listeners know you out there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
shout
that,
to
Deshaun.
Shout out to the listeners out there.
Who knows that I'm out there? That I'm off the porch, you heard me?
You
and
off
the block is hot.
Hot.
Who was that that didn't realize that the block was hot? Meant like the police was out and that shit was going down.
I thought everyone knew that.
No, I was talking to somebody else the other day.
My block hot, nigga. My hot block burn. My block on fire, nigga. What about you?
The block is hot.
Shout out to the hot boys. We on fire, you know.
I can't deal with this.
Shout out to those guys here. Yo, real shit. It does.
Whatever.
Hip hop rules.
I love New Orleans music. Like,
shut up.
Even before I found out about Bounce,
yeah.
Like, Master P.
Huh?
We used to love Master P.
Everybody
loved
Master P.
Fact.
Oh my
God.
Still the Shaka Mystical.
Okay, you know what's crazy?
His
following was bigger outside of New Orleans than it was inside of New Orleans.
Boosie said something like that. He was like, he got more love. That's why he moved outside of Louisiana, because he said he got more love outside of Louisiana.
Outside of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really was fucking with New Orleans. Savannah was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, all the South was. And
South then, shit. Yeah.
Then when Juvenile was. Came out.
Yeah. Shit went crazy. Everybody was shaking their ass. The thump.
Hi.
Doom, doom.
That's you in that badass biz, huh?
Everybody is still.
Still, yeah. Right. You hit that doom.
If you hit bang that ass up, you already know. Doom. Right.
Any party.
Your mama, your grandma, your auntie. Okay.
Not my parents. Catch that now, wait a minute now. Huh? I said, not my parents.
They Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, but they old as fuck. My daddy just turned 70.
That don't mean shit. I bet you he tried to back that ass up.
Not my fault.
Old people in Walkers back that ass up.
Not mine.
Okay.
But anyway. But yeah, but Juvenile is some real shit. And when he came out, I don't think I ever seen him live. Did I? I don't know. I was young. But when he became popular, you know what I'm saying? And then he brought the Hot Boys and, you know what I'm saying? And Lil Wayne and Manny and Baby and...
Yeah, they fucked everything
up. Is Turk still in jail?
No, Turk been out.
Oh, okay. And Turk and Baby G. I think he's still in jail. One of them niggas still in jail.
Baby G. Whoa. I never heard anybody say the baby.
Yeah.
And then just say the G. I've heard Baby Gangsta.
Yeah, Baby G.
I've heard BG.
BG.
B Gangsta. Baby G.
Yeah, but New Orleans definitely made their little mark. Right. Used to love. I played them in band a couple times too.
I forgot you was a band. Mm-hmm. Back to this damn chick. We getting off topic with all your
sidebar.
No,
but I'm saying if you listen, you know we sidebar sometimes, and you here for the good conversation. Okay, you're not here to get a lesson. You here to have fun and chill
and release and get a for and real. Get. A light bulb moment in a minute.
Right, but the law of gender.
In the moment. Mm-hmm. I can't stand you. But yeah, back to law number 12, man. Yeah. Law of gender, let's wrap this up. Law of gender is basically just expressing
left
that there's
right,
a yin
north
and yang.
To south,
there's
yin
a
yang.
Dark, there's a balance to everything, and you need to understand if the balance, recognize the balance. no different from when we talk about acknowledge the negative shit going on and around you, your feelings, because it's a direct reflection of where you stand and how you feel at that point in time and what's going on, something you might need to address or check. Stop ignoring that shit. You know what I'm saying? Recognize your dark side, recognize your good side, stop trying to be one of the polar extremes, you know, one of the extremes.
You cannot love somewhere. And light everything.
Yeah.
Jesus, you can't.
Because you're going to need both sides
need
to become the best version of yourself.
Oh, man, like even like connect, understanding pain, like pain is a mechanism. What did he say? What did D-Smoke say? Pain is a necessary process for progress. Was that it?
It's close as that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, even pain is... Because everybody wants to not feel pain. But you kind of need that for growth. Acknowledge certain things. To get yourself ready. Helps you build up your armor. Kind of feel it. Like, for instance, fighters, they take hits. They take blows. They go through understanding and feeling pain. Through the process of becoming a better fighter.
And the other side of that is the pleasure, the softness, the learning, the non-physical, the fruit.
Motherfucker.
Because you need that too.
I wish y'all could see this though. It's not even what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. They can't see the mannerisms.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, minus the dark side. You need the light side, too. I think some people grow up being a little too dark.
True. You
know, some people experience...
Way too much dark shit.
Way too much dark shit. You know what I'm saying? I think...
But that makes it to the point where they're afraid to... It's on the contrary of what we've been saying, like, as opposed to running from it. They find that that's, like, the only way they know how to function. So it's like, when you do bring light to them, it's almost like... They don't know what the fuck to do with it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like,
what's
like,
life?
You've never seen it.
You gotta consider other people's traumas in that situation.
Right.
She's fucking crazy,
bro. So, again, it's just all about balance.
It's all about balance, you know.
You're recognizing your both sides, being able to go soft, being able to go hard.
Right.
That's no mark, man. All this stuff has been preached over time and different, it's been given in different perspectives, different ways.
Most
different ideals. But I feel like it all comes back to this. Mm-hmm. Being aware, being able to be soft, being able to be hard, recognizing both sides, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of shit going on around you and moving through it and progressing.
And evolving.
Lessons, learning lessons. Like I said, I no longer consider L a loss. It's a lesson. Homegirl said that shit and man, I'm telling you, man, watch that. It was dropping. There's a lot of cash dropping jewels, man. There's a lot of positive rappers that was dropping bars that was really dropping jewels.
Corey really likes it. And then usually if Corey like it and another one of y'all like it out of you and Will, I mean, it's probably good.
Yeah, it was pretty damn dope. Everything we listen to, there's always somebody saying it. It's just we don't take that shit and process it to apply it to every day actions in life. Mm-hmm. I feel like we take a lot of shit for granted. And we just operating off of default, man. So get up and do what you're accustomed to. Whatever the rhythm is that you're used to, we don't step outside of that. Mm-hmm. Again, recognizing the rhythm.
Being aware.
Man, I'm telling you, all 12, once you start applying all 12. All 12.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All 12. Law of oneness, energy, law of attraction, correspondence, law of cause and effect, compensation, law of attraction, perpetual transmutation.
That one is a motherfucker, man. When you start paying attention to it, if you really pay attention to what you ask for and what you want and what you say and how you think, that shit.
So would you say that's your
favorite
one?
And what you get.
Yeah, how it turns out.
Would you say that's your favorite one? Currently.
That shit is happening way too much.
Paying attention to it.
Like, paying attention to, because all the other ones are a given. Mm-hmm. Like, law of attraction, yeah, you're going to attract what you give.
Right.
Compensation, like, the universe is going to compensate you for whatever it is that you need, you know what I'm saying, in life in order to move forward. All the other stuff is big, but the perpetual transmutation, we don't pay attention to how often that shit plays out in our lives just based off like some basic shit. Like, real quick example, I ain't feel like working Saturday. I had already told myself I ain't wanna make money. Mm-hmm. Early that morning, like I wanted to go home early, I was tired. But then I got to work and was pissed cause my section was shitty. And then was mad cause I ain't make no money. You know what I'm saying? But I got cut early.
This I still went home early, wanted.
Which is what I wanted. But through the process, I'm sitting there pissing and moaning. Like halfway through the end, it was like, wait, hold on. I ain't really want to do this shit today anyway. And I'm watching everybody else cake around me, right? But I'm in the mood, so I'm like, I ain't really want this anyway. So why am I tripping? I went home with a little bread, but I told myself, look, universe, I want a little bit more than what I need to cover everything that all my expenses throughout the week that I got coming up. So, it's like, okay, Sunday, Monday, ew, nasty. Mm. I ain't gonna say, just nasty. Mm. And then, like, Tuesday was like, whatever.
That's
it was about day. Balance of, but it was balance. Mm. So, Saturday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, ew. So, that's the whole gender. But at the same time, that it manifested like stupid.
Yeah.
It was just dumb how like it came about. But yeah, I wasn't paying attention. At the moment I was like, it's like, wait, motherfucker, you literally, and like week before that I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be to work late because I know I gotta pick something up, so I know I'm gonna go to work late. Like I'm just gonna be late. And then it turned out the shit I needed to pick up didn't happen. But I still ended up being late. Cause I had already
put it on you.
Yeah, and I just accepted it. Like, okay.
You had decided that you was going to
be late. Mm-hmm. So I was late. And then when I got to work, the fact that I accepted, everything was cool. But I also had anxiety because I'm thinking like, oh, well, I got to go in. I'm late. But I had already told myself, well, fuck it, just chill. You're late. Like, you told yourself it's gonna be lit. No, I got there. Nobody gave a fuck.
That's crazy.
I was even trying to go in being like apologetic for being late, and they was just like, yeah, man.
Whatever.
I'm like, oh fuck, what am I doing? Okay, let's get to it then. So that one.
You got relativity, polarity, and what's today?
Ooh, gender is like polarity too.
It is. It is. Having an opposition. Everything having an opposite. Yes.
See, the thing is, all this shit, again, all these things, it's the universal laws. They exist whether you pay attention to them or not. They're happening regardless.
Most definitely.
That's the thing, regardless. It's just about you tapping in and just, again, at the end of the day, being aware. Woke. Being woke is not necessarily just being, like, righteous or,
right.
You know what I'm saying, recognizing the cause and shit. It's like literally just awareness of you, your environment, how things are operating, and what you put out and what you receive, and how the people around you operate, and what you surround yourself with. Protect your energy. That's something we do not do. We give our energy out so willingly.
Too willingly.
Yeah.
What's your light bulb moment?
I actually just been paying attention, so it hasn't really been anything that's been like, be honest with you, I'm just kind of just trying to rest. I've been back on my sleep deprivation shit. I've been throwing off whack since last Tuesday. One situation of sleep deprivation has thrown off my whole shit for like a week and a half. So trying to reset that. I'm actually like, I'm moving in the awareness a whole lot more. There's so much stuff happening around me and stuff that I'd rather talk about off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that shit is open, man. Big time. So it's not a lot of stuff that's happening around me. So I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like, all right, this is the shit we talking about. It makes sense.
I understand.
You got some gum? Need some? Come up. How about you?
My light bulb moment is that I realized the other night that I live in my head, and I feel like I need to get out of it. So yeah, that's my light bulb moment.
You have a plan?
That's what I was gonna ask.
To get out of my head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what do you wanna do, bro?
I just need to be a lot more proactive. I get satisfied from imagination.
But you're not actually living...
Exactly.
...out in the world.
Yeah.
Doing things, knocking things. Okay, so can I challenge you to do something?
Yeah.
And don't feel like, oh, I gotta knock out... Like, this is a continual thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you think you know, but once you start writing this down, mm-hmm. it's gonna take you a second. Write 500 things that you want to do. They could be something as so little as I want to
clean up.
I want to fold. Yeah, it could be like I want to fold my laundry when it comes out the dryer. You know what I mean? Like that's something real small and mundane, but like writing it down kind of gives that in your mind like, oh yeah, this is something. Or it could be like, shit, I want to go bungee jumping, whatever. 500 things. It doesn't matter how big or small, but something realistic. Obviously, not like, I want to ride a unicorn. Like, obviously. But, like, shit that you could actually fucking go out and do if you had the money. Don't consider if I have the money. Don't consider, you know, if my circumstances. No, fuck all that. What do you want to do? 500 things. You think you could spit off a whole bunch, right? You
I know, like, because my mind is like already
20
away.
Or 30 yeah. right now. But, like, once you start writing and you really kind of get down to what you want to do in life, and then watch. Watch you start checking shit off before you even finish. You're going to start checking shit off.
Right.
I promise. Like, this is an exercise that I caught on to, and I was like, oh, shit. And I even have to go back to it now to check shit off. Like, I know there's shit on that list that I've done since I started it. And I started maybe a year ago.
Mm.
So...
But that's the perfect thing to end 2019.
I'm on like one. I haven't done it in a while. I haven't gone back to do it in like a couple months. But I think I'm on like 170 something. Mm. Like I said, this is
are you going year. In order?
I just been going down the list. Like when I think about it, it's one little booklet. Mm-hmm. So I just go back to the booklet and I'm like, okay, and I just add the number and keep going. Like when I think of one, I'm like, okay, boom. Or if I say something in conversation, I'm like, put that shit right on the list. You know what I'm saying? And then as I go back to writing things, I'm also going back to the things that I've written, reminding myself that these are things and ambitions that if the world is wide open to me, because it is, right, what would I take from it? And I find myself checking shit off of the list. Like, hold on, I did do that. You know what I'm saying? And that shit feels good. And then, it's just something to get you active. My thing is I live for everybody else. Like, I'm looking out for my team and looking out for my family. So, like, I started it because I'm like, no, I need to start doing shit for me.
For yourself.
Yeah, that's what started
investing
it for me.
Investing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I give all my time and energy out to everybody else. What I got for myself. Yeah, so I started writing. That's what got me motivated to start writing shit. I was just ready to do more with my life. I'm like, okay, let me write out what I want. Just what I want. If I had unlimited cash, if I had unlimited time, if I had unlimited resources, what the fuck would I do with it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And be careful. Because you might get what you asked for.
Yeah,
right.
Let me tell you, I was checking shit off a lot earlier than I thought. Brother, that shit is real.
That'd be dope.
Or at least I know I'm on my way to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I want that feeling of, oh, shit. I want to be scared. I want to be shocked.
Write it down. Just take like a little notebook or a little, you know, a little pad or something. Start at one. And just keep, the first time you do it, just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to stop, and then think about something else, pick it up, do it first thing in the morning before you really do anything while your brain is still fresh type of shit. Like, that's really, I just find myself.
Yeah, realize what you do first thing in the morning kind of dictates kind of how your day.
It sets the rhythm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Sets the rhythm, sets the pace.
Of the night. Dance into the morning light.
It does. Indeed.
But yeah, thank y'all so much for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Light Butt Moment on IG,
Spotify,
Anchor, Google Play, Apple
Podcast,
and YouTube. You know, if you want to comment right here at Breaker, if you want to comment right here, you got something you want to say. You got something you want to feel. You know, do
it. Something you
want to say. Say it. Agree, speak, disagree, whatever it is.
Converse with us. We like to talk.
Right. Feel it. We love to talk. But until then, stay blessed. I love y'all and stuff. DeshaunDeron@gmail.com. Oh, wait, that's my email. But feel free to email me, though. Feel free to email me, you know what I'm saying? But DeshaunDeron@Instagram. That's my at.
AwesomeLeon17 at Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Trinity, INC_Trinity, and that's Trinity with three I's, TRINIITY. I'm going to be pulling back, doing more behind the scenes shit and doing my producer jazz. I just wanted to kick it with these guys for the Light Bulb Moment Presents 12 Universal Law series, but y'all catch me in the background because we about to start fucking around and coming through your city and to y'all events. And
fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. We about to start raiding shit.
America.
Mm-hmm. But I'll holler at y'all. I ain't too far. Mm. Catch me on the road.
Peace. Oh, ooh, that was, do it again.
I know.
Do that piece again. Do that piece again.
Wait. Deshaun says goodbye. Take two.
Yo, y'all be good, man. How the back?
I try to say goodbye and I choke.